some of the best minds that we have produced in this country was produced in one-room schoolhouses.
91-year-old Lillian Patterson lives in Callaway, Florida. Down the road from her is a 108-year-old schoolhouse. Callaway is one of many small cities in the Big Bend.
Like Abraham Lincoln and a lot of other people that have been high in government had very little formal education. Now, this schoolhouse only went to the, I guess, eighth grade.
One-room schoolhouse structures built centuries ago rarely act as schools anymore. The structures are mostly museums now, and there are not many left in Florida. Hurricane Michael nearly destroyed the one in Callaway. Patterson stayed in the city, even as others left.
Just about everybody lost a roof.
And after the storm passed, the city's leisure services director, Tim Laguerre, went to the schoolhouse.
It was worse than I could have imagined.
Winds blew the building off its foundation, a brick crashed through the roof, window glass shattered along the floorboards, and the front steps are so warped, they're not safe to walk on.
You get up and you go to look around and you don't know where to start when you see something like that.
Some of the old school desks and photos were rescued, but other items like the piano are smashed beyond repair.
We're going to try to salvage everything that is salvageable.
Chris Hawk is the project manager for Synergy NDS, an emergency response and recovery team that's supporting the city of Callaway. The schoolhouse will need to be deconstructed in order to be rebuilt. It'll have to be taken down piece by piece. Replacement parts have to match the originals. And that's a bit of a challenge on a century-old building.
If we can't come up with reclaimed, oak flooring to match, it can be a composite and made to match.
Composites can be new lumber made to look old. Hawk says the school's restoration will be a long process, but Callaway locals like John Piercy say it's worth it.
You think about all the things they did, like the jump rope, the playing the ball, kicking the ball. You can look at the old school and your mind can just wonder, and you can just imagine how it went when they were going to school back then. And it gets close to me.
For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.